This month, pigeon owners will begin a new racing season in New York, and they count with a famous enthusiast, boxer Mike Tyson, who kept a coop growing up in Brownsville, Brooklyn, and has recently appeared in a pigeon racing series taking on Tyson on Animal Planet. Evakernia Andrahovska is a reporter with Feet in Two Worlds, a project that brings the work of immigrant journalists to public radio. She has this report on how the hobby is being revived by immigrants from Pakistan to Russia.
Remember that movie On the Waterfront?
This bum here is my shadow.
Dock worker Terry Malloy seemed like a tough guy. But the character played by Marlon Brando spent a lot of time on the roof with his pigeons.
Joey used to race pigeons.
Yeah, he had a few birds.
Starting after World War II, keeping pigeons was so popular that it was almost impossible to walk down the street in certain New York neighborhoods without seeing flocks of birds flying overhead. But development and gentrification took their toll on rooftop coops, and the practice of keeping racing and homing pigeons vanished almost entirely. Now, some immigrants are bringing it back.
First thing, I will go in my backyard. I will park my truck.
Mohammed Asif is on his way home from work at the construction company he owns.
And then I will go to roof and see my babies. That's the first thing I will do today. Every day, I mean, not only today, every day.
Asif grew up surrounded by pigeons in Gujarat, Pakistan, where coops are very popular. He immigrated to New York 25 years ago, brought his family over, and developed a successful business. But he missed his pigeons. 7 years ago, he asked his brother to send him some birds from their family coop in Punjab. He got 12 pairs of Pakistani tipplers, graceful white pigeons with dark heads and tails. Today, he's got many dozens of them on the rooftop of his house in Midwood, Brooklyn.
See, when I come on the roof, I don't know how long I stay. Only I know when they call me from the home, come down, we have a dinner, we are waiting for you. But then I figure, oh my God, I spent 2 or 3 hours and I don't pay attention how long I'm here.
In recent years, keeping pigeons has become an expensive hobby. Every month, Asif spends around $800 for heat, feed, and medicines. He says about 12 Pakistani immigrants have the tipplers in New York.
When we have a competition, you don't believe how many people come down.
Pakistani high flyers, unlike homing pigeons, circle in one area as long as possible, up to 15 hours before returning to the coop. Sometimes Asif holds the competition in his backyard.
I brought the telescope because I have to show the guy who came to watch the bird. I have to show him, look, there's my bird in the sky.
A few miles from Asif's home, at the Neptune Pet Supply Store in Coney Island, some old-timers gather each weekend.
Upstairs, I got birds on the roof. They're up there since 1947.
That's Anthony Martiri. He runs the pet store and the auto radiator shop just next door.
My father had them first, and when I started coming around the radiator shop helping out, I went up there and started taking care of the birds, and now it's with me for life. Can't get rid of them.
Anthony says he has to watch the pigeons' diet and train them like little athletes before races. He protects them, but he says they protect him too.
I'll be honest with you, you know, it kept me out of trouble.
Sitting next to him is 84-year-old William Corsello, a retired construction worker from Brighton Beach.
Years ago, this was a cheap way to pass time. Today, the youth are interested in other things, not pigeons. They're interested in drinking and playing football and drugs and getting in trouble. And when he said he kept them out of trouble, he meant that he was occupied with the pigeons and he wasn't running around with gangs. That's what he meant.
Today, the pigeon lovers keep playing the same old games, like catch-keep, when they catch somebody else's bird and the owner has to later buy it back at the pet store. And of course, there are the races. On a racing morning, the birds are taken sometimes as far as 400 miles away and released to fly home at impressive speeds, up to 65 miles an hour with a good wind. Anthony jokes that for him and William, the competition sometimes becomes quite emotional.
I beat him for 4 seconds last week. The first race of the season, I beat him for 4 seconds. He didn't talk to me for 4 weeks.
That's not so. It's funny, you know, it's either you love him or you hate him. You know, the birds could be a nuisance sometimes to certain people, but to me, I just got that in my blood. I just love the birds.
And a number of immigrants have it in their blood, too. as they move to New York and bring their customs and sometimes their livestock with them. They are helping to revive a vanishing part of the city's culture. For WNYC, I'm Eva Karnindrychowska.
To see a video of the pigeons, go to WNYC.org.